We're going into Meg's mind right now with an interesting dream that she had about a certain actor.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Normally, I hate dream chat. Not going to lie. But this one, it stayed with me. So I was like...
Let me crank up the gypsy psychic music, Meg, first.
This dream has stayed with you for years.
14 years.
Wow.
I was 18 years old. Think...
14 years, man.
Yeah, think iconic Australian actors for me.
Stewart.
Someone you'd have, like, a certain type of dream about.
Toadie from Neighbours.
Is this an adult cuddles dream,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Is it him?
No.
I'm guessing it's not a Hemsworth.
It's not a Hemsworth.
Not a Hemsworth. You'd be bragging about that.
I would be... No.
Not
I've
even
got a
Luke?
Feeling that would be quite forgettable.
The actor who played Mr. Fisher on Home and Away.
Flathead. Prince, I think they called flathead, him back in the day.
Flathead. Flathead, yeah.
The thing is, like, if it was an attractive Australian actor, I don't think I'd remember it. Because if you have those kind of dreams about someone who's attractive, you don't really remember them. They're not that iconic. This one... makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Okay.
Making out like this person is really ugly, man.
When an 18-year-old is having that kind of dream about Hugo Weaving...
Oh.
What?
And it's that one...
Old 60-year-old beardy.
Okay, when I was 18, he was about 50, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. Something along I think he's 60-something now, isn't he?
Oh, is he? I'm not sure.
Oh, he's not... He's not even bad-looking.
No, 61, by the way.
The thing is, though, I don't even remember the movie that I saw him in, and it wasn't The Matrix. I know it was something
I was going to say, is it The Matrix? Because like, he was great in that, actually.
In particular, Mr. Anderson.
Really creepy.
But there was another movie that I saw him in. I can't remember what it was. And he was, like, he was channeling, like... older vibes. And for some reason, this dream has stayed with me for the last 14 years, and I've got no idea, like...
What do you think it means?
So you were doing...
That I was meant to date Hugo Weaving? I don't know.
So you were doing, like, adult activities.
Yeah.
Was it at your house? Where was it?
I don't
it at a
remember.
Park?
I don't remember exactly where, but I just... The main part was afterwards when we were just lying on the couch together.
Spooning?
And, yeah. But
you
why?
And Hugo Weaving.
I just, if anyone can give me any insight as to why, that would be really good. But, like, how come certain dreams, especially when they're about Hugo bloody Weaving?
So, if you're a hippie dream doctor listening right now.
Can you help? Because
or you know of one.
I don't understand, like. I can't remember what I dreamt about a week ago.
I've just done a quick Google if you want to hear what Google has to say.
Okay,
if you have an intimate dream, especially about a celebrity, it's more about your deep, dark desires when it comes to connecting to the qualities of people around you. So maybe that's why. Maybe you're just not, like, intimately satisfied.
I was 18 years old.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That's Google, right? And Google's always correct.
So true. Did you Google Dream Doctor Jackson? I've also Googled something that has a completely different meaning.
Oh, dear.
I just Googled what does it mean when you sleep with a celebrity in your sleep.
How did you go about this?
Psych Central. I've found an article here.
Yeah.
What does dreaming about a celebrity mean?
Yeah.
In particular, the adult cuddles. It says that it suggests that you are tapping into something deeper, like a desire to obtain stardom. Now
Megsy sparkles. Things have changed since then. Since the young, like bushy tail, bright eyed Megsy sparkles.
Was curious. Around. How is Hugo Weaving getting me into radio? I don't know.
Well, it's an older medium, and he's an older man. So maybe that's it.
I can see you and him together.
Really? Oh, tell Josh that. He'll love that.
Hey, if you break up...
Now he's a bearded man, isn't he?
I did Google recent photos. I'm not feeling the beard.
Oh, is it too bushy?
Yeah.
Do you like it a bit more?
Well, Josh has a very refined beard.
And you like that?
Yes.
Is it prickly?
No. No, it's very ticklish.
See, I'm just Googling Hugo Weaving's beard now. It is quite bushy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's... wild,
like,
man,
very,
sort of stuff.
Like bush ranger-ish type.
You know what? He looks like he could work at the national parks. at the moment.
I can see that. Well, Meg, look, who knows what it means?
I think we need to get what we should do.
We'll find a dream doctor.
Because I cannot remember a single dream from 14 years ago. That's,
you can't remember yesterday, though.
That's
it's
true.
It's more that it was just unbelievable having a dream about him.
Hey, I think there's a deeper connection here, and there's something we need to figure out and uncover, because that's no coincidence.
I might go home and watch The Matrix.
Does he have a sexy voice?
Well, Mr. Anderson.
That's the only thing I can really think of. His only iconic line ever.
Yeah. I can't even think of any other movies he was in, but I know, like, I must have watched...
As if we were going to guess it, by the way.
Yeah, very unguessable.
Oh, he's an iconic Australian actor.
You can't even name another movie.
Because The Matrix is so iconic.
He was in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God, maybe I watched Lord of the Rings.
if you were dreaming about him from
The thing was, I did go see Lord of the Rings at, like, Greater Union at Glendale back in the day, and I fell asleep.
Are you popping this ring in this volcano? What's going on here? Mm.
Was that nap sort of night stuff that you dreamt of it in that movie?
Could be the case.
Come over here, my precious.
Message V for Vendetta. I think he was in that.
He was also in the movie Babe, Big in the City as Rex the male sheepdog.
As a sheepdog.
Wow.
God. Very varied roles, old Hugo Weaving, isn't it?
Well, I don't think any of those roles are what I dreamt about before. So.
Real hot sheepdog.
Let's move on.
Let's do it.
Guys.
Did you have a creepy call about a creepy dream about Hugo Weaving?
Last calls up next.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, maybe you've had an intimate dream about a celebrity. We'll take those calls. Anything you want to talk about, in fact, we'll take them all on air. Everyone that gets on the air this week in the draw for our prize of the week, which is a pizza oven.
A wood-fired pizza oven.
Oh, even better.
Man. So good.
That's what you want
Summer
in your life.
Is coming. If you want to call 1310, oh no, I'm